Hey, it's Kate, and I just want to pick up on this news story today about regulating food and obese Britain and how we have to do something. And actually, I'm inclined to agree. I do think, you know, what we've been doing so far obviously isn't working. And the message, I listened as well, I should say, to a Radio 4 programme about the five a day and how that came about and whether it's worked or not. And I think that if you look at the food that we have on offer to us, the problem is not in individual products and the balance of products and the labelling on individual products. It's the overall food message that we get. If I just take my local supermarket as an example, I think, having just sat here and done a quick calculation, that's probably less than 10% of the store that is genuinely offering healthy food. You know, eggs, fruit and veg. The fruit and veg store is quite a sizable local store. And if I stood with my arms spread out wide, that's about how wide the fresh fruit and veg bit. And all of the rest of it is pre-processed, pre-packaged food. Even in the freezer section, it's really hard to find any frozen veg. It's nearly all chips and, you know, potato waffles or whatever. Nothing, no kind of just straight frozen veg, which is actually good for you. And so I think, you know, if we take our kids into those places and that's the message they're getting, how can they think that it's easy to eat healthily? It isn't. And then I think, well, I took my son to the cinema today and the only food on offer were nachos and popcorn and sodas and, you know, fresh fruit drinks. There wasn't a healthy option. It's not a healthy option. And it's all fine to say, well, you know, when you go out for fun, then, you know, it's a treat and we don't need it. But we're being treated all the time. When you stop at a petrol service station, there aren't any healthy options. There's pastries and even their sandwiches are, you know, let's face it, loaded with mayonnaise and fat. And there's two aisles of crisps and an aisle of biscuits and then some nice patisseries and some of those hideous donut things. And when I take my kids into places like that, I feel like I have to walk from one side to the other, go, no, 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 no. And actually, I did stop to get Charlie some lunch on a journey this week. And we went round one of those, again, quite a sizable petrol station. And we left with nothing because there was genuinely nothing in there that was not pre-processed muck, basically. And I just think that's horrific that I've stopped to feed my children in a supposedly convenient place. And really, there was nothing to feed him on, nothing that would actually have done him any good. So if that's genuinely what we're being presented with, it's no wonder that we're all making rubbish choices. And all the decent shops on our high street have disappeared. You know, it's full of coffee shops and, you know, maybe I'm going to pick on Greggs now because I can think of them, but Greggs or fast food shops. But, you know, all the decent food shops have disappeared into these homogenous supermarkets. And so, you know, children aren't seeing the baker and the butcher and the veg shop and getting this impression of a balanced shop. They're going into supermarkets and seeing 20, 30 aisles of junk and one of fish and one with meat and a small area of fruit and veg. It's the overall picture. They're not getting a good picture of what's the right thing to eat. And as parents, we're not getting the right picture of the right things for them to eat and choose. If you're presented with that kind of balance, you're just going to choose on a kind of average ratio unhealthy food. Unless you really go out of your way to find the healthy stuff. And it's becoming more and more of a challenge to do that. So I think it's the retail end of things that we need to look at, and we should maybe consider legislating the balance of healthy food available in each individual place that you can buy food. Anyway, that's my food for thought. Let me know what you think about it or if you've got any other ideas on how we can tackle fat Britain.